All right, we're going to now get to a very big mystery happening over there in Hawaii. Is that's going to bring us to Real Deal Mystery. Well, if you haven't seen the article, I'm going to show you some of that too. It is an incredible article right now on realdealmedia.tv, realdealmedia.tv. And a big thank you too, before I get going, to all the people who emailed us a lot of leads of witnesses and things they saw over there in a time of need, in a time of war, in an act of war. So thank you, and you could still do so at this time. Just email us at info@realdealmedia.tv. Well, if you missed it over the weekend, I was putting two and two together. I was trying to figure out, what is it about Hawaii? Why was Hawaii always the most stringent of lockdowns and mask enforcers, miracle jab enforcers, and it's also one of the biggest, if not the biggest, welfare state in America? And there's a super stronghold of the Democrat Party, aka the CCP, over there in Hawaii. There's nothing other than that. And the only lame duck Republicans, well, they make backdoor deals that allow this to happen. So a lot of things came to mind. Well, I want to show you this now because over the weekend I put it all together. I'm going to give you the continuation, but let's start from A first and get into what was asked upon me. But check this out. Then we're going to continue and put it all together on top of Dirty Q's incredible bombastic article. Here it is. Get this. Hawaiian governor's wife, her name is Jamie Green, is now, who knew, she was heavily involved with children's foster care and refugee programs, such as a company, an organization called Hale Kaipa, H-A-L-E, Kaipa. Look at that right there. That is Hale Kaipa, Hale Kipa. That is the governor of Hawaii's wife. So here it is, Hale Kipa. But this is very interesting here. Look at this little figure. Well, is it a heart? Is it a Pac-Man? Is it a, what exactly is that? Well, if anyone who remembers that pizza something gate, you might remember what that is. And this is how people speak. They speak in code. The people at the upper echelons, they speak in cryptic code. It's cryptic code. That's how they contact and connect with each other and know who's a friendly and who isn't. That's the only way to advance. Here it is. Well, I'll be damned. There it is right there. They're just like the North American Man Boy Love Association, whatever. Same thing, just like iHeartRadio. Steve Sue. Okay, president and CEO of Hawaiian Electric Industries, Stanford. Well, he isn't just a pesky Hawaiian Electric Industry worker there and president of it. You know why? He's the head of the Hawaiian Electric Company, and he's a board chairman of Hale Kaipa. You have this guy connected to the wife, who is the wife of Josh Green, who is a poster child and a very good teacher's pet over there at the World Economic Forum that was literally giving talks about what are we going to do? In the new Great Reset, we have to he was signing on the islands to all the smart cities. This is happening almost everywhere a metropolitan and Democratic stronghold exist, with, yes, also GOP figures who are just shady characters in their own right. Now, as I'm telling you this, this is now happening in Hawaii. A third eruption has now took place just overnight. This is the third eruption over there in Hawaii Hawaii's Kaliwa volcano erupts for the third time this year. The volcano on Hawaii's Big Island began to erupt Sunday afternoon. Okay, so here's what I'm going to share with you now. 2020, I was given the following, that there is a hotel that is big into trafficking. They approached me in the summer of 2020, a group of people, to investigate, look into, give my contacts, my special forces contacts, this information about what's in a certain hotel. Well, what hotel are you talking about? Well, Nanalo Hotel Hilo, a DoubleTree by Hilton, is what was told to me is being frequented, controlled by several factors, one of them being the CCP, the other ones being Nancy Pelosi, and I believe Adam Schiff, but Nancy Pelosi. That's why they were always going to Hawaii. Remember this? Before all the other news outlets were telling you about it years later, the shipping crates consisted of not just the weapons of war from China that they were shipping into the landmass called Hawaii to bring to the mainland here in the States. No, but they're putting the children and the kids in these places. And here is another thing they've been promoting, and it's a Freudian slip. Listen to Joe Biden, who's slipping and telling us what's really happening with the mother.
I want to reiterate that appreciation today. I also convened my entire cabinet as part of a whole of government response. And that response is to increase the number and intensity of the extreme weather events and be wary we're going to be use all the resources available to the government to do it.
Now, I don't know how far Hilo is, Hilo, from Maui. I don't know how far it is exactly, but you can only imagine they island hopped. They island hopped. It's so bad now. It's so bad that the governor, Josh Green, the so-called governor, he had to do a press conference somewhere else, outside and away from this attack that I've deemed an attack on the United States. This is an act of war. And it's so bad now. The local news, I'm going to show you this clip. The local news is reporting that there are roadblocks, that there are anomalies they cannot account for, and they don't know why and what it is. Maybe it's bigger than they thought, but I think that might be the case because Hawaii is so infiltrated by the CCP. I mean, think about, you have the so-called U.S. Navy that is poisoning the water and polluting all the lands, that's making people sick. Why? Whose military is it? Who's given the directives? Who's given the orders? What generals are paid off, bribed, compromised, and on camera doing not so nice things? This is waking people up big time. These people are running scared. Everybody's resigning, can't be found, and not saying a word. And the police chief of Maui, how he comes from Vegas, that psyop that was just manufactured, and now he's there.
By meeting with evacuees and cataloging their video, a more robust timeline comes into focus, and there are some surprises. Lahaina Luna Road, where it meets the highway, that was shut down at one point. Kiawe Street and Honoapilani northbound was shut down during the height of the evacuation for over 2 hours. Downed power lines entangled these cars on Honoapilani Highway near Kapunakea, one block north of Lahaina Gateway. This man at 2:53 p.m. August 8th is unsure if the lines are energized and removes the power line from his SUV using a branch.
Here a while.
Video shot by Travis Miller shortly after he goes in and out of Safeway at 3 p.m. show northbound lanes then shut down. This video shows no cars on the blocked-off highway still 5:24 p.m., 2.5 hours later, when Debbie Schultz-Peterson shot this video. Miller's video documented the lane closure during that time. He says police directed traffic down Kiawe Street into the cannery.
And either went out the backside on the front street. I could see that everyone was blocked, so I went out and I came this way, and I got under the power line.
Though we are not crossing the barricade, we're told we cannot film here.
You go somewhere else, but you guys are not allowed here.
Big cloud of black smoke past the window.
Before 4:30 p.m., Chantal Katnack is on the other side of the road closure, trying to get to the highway north from the vicinity of the bypass.
There was only one cop in that area where we were at blocking for us to go to Kiawe Street.
She and her son Keanu can't even get down to the cannery. She follows a line of cars, taking a residential back road north, leading through Waikuli. She detours to Old Stewart Road, which eventually becomes a dirt residential street. However, the bypass is right behind her, only it's closed. But there's more. Those trying to exit the middle of town from Lahaina Luna are also obstructed, heading southbound. Before 3:30 p.m., Amanda Cassidy is among the early evacuees.
Anything could happen at any second, and I know that every second counts in those moments.
She leaves Lahaina Luna, Makai of the bypass. But in this photo, she says when she reaches Lahaina Luna Road and the highway, it's blocked off by an officer, not just to the north, but south as well.
Okay, so here's a map here. I'm going to show you just exactly how this all takes place. And, you know, this happens in 4-star, 5-star hotels, for sure. For sure. You know, so here's the here's what was given to me many moons ago. So this is where they pull in. They bring the kids in these cargo ships here that we're very familiar with now. I went public with that a long time ago. And well, so they bring the kids in here. They bring it in through the Young Brothers, Kamini, Nissan, Reed's Way. And there is the hotel, the Hilo Hawaiian Hotel, as well as Reed's Bay Resort Hotel. This is where all the transfers happen. You know, the same thing was going on at the Playboy Mansion over the years. They would do the exchange late at night. You know, one girl who's, I don't know if she's still in media anymore, that was part of that. But anyways, so you could see right here, Reed's Bay Hotel. It's always at these 5-star joints. Now, a lot of these places, too, have the CCP businessmen. They all stay here. You know, so this is not out of the question. And we know they do this, as we found out, over there in Colorado Springs, in the sticks at these lodges, very satanic over there. They do the exchanges over there, as we learned in the JonBenet story. We are seeing a mass transfer of wealth on one level, just due to the pandemic, but also this disaster. But you're also seeing a mass transfer of missing children. And you don't know if they're missing or not, because their kids just say, well, we have their, everything's charred, right? There's just remains, if that. There's not even dental records. There's no teeth. So they could just claim somebody doesn't exist anymore. They're dead. They're proclaimed dead. You see a lot of this, a lot of that happens in the national forest parks of the United States. A lot of people go missing. The number one place of the missing is Yosemite National Park. It's so bad. And I got to thank people like David Politis, who has done the hard work on that. But it's so bad. Yeah, they won't even give records of it. They'll just proclaim you dead if, you know, it's 30 years later. No one's, you know, they're dead. Why are you searching? They're doing the same thing in Hawaii. See, we don't know. And that's why they had all the kids waiting there. They prevented the parents coming in. And you saw in that local news, the roadblocks. You can't come in. You can't go out. As now we're going to see Oprah, who's begging, but also alerting the elites that they have. It's just a $10,000, you know, entry fee to play in this tournament. And the Rock's there, too, that little male prostitute.
We have created the People's Fund of Maui that will put money directly in the hands of the people who need it right now. That money is going to go to one of many residents who have been displaced in Maui. We guarantee. Have been displaced in Maui. We guarantee.
That's right. I know a lot of people out there, as Oprah and I have been finding, are just having a hard time trusting where the money goes. What organization should I send money to? How can I help? In this case, the fund that we created with a lot of hard work from a lot of hardworking people who all care about these people of Maui. As Oprah was saying, it is a clean, direct from you, directly to their hands.
When you see their two faces attached to it, they know that most people are going to say, okay, I believe them.
Now, when we see their two faces attached to it, it's quite the opposite. We know it's sex trafficking of children. You got that, TMZ? And then when you see this face, and many of us know that we know it's war, and we will have a big response to this, because they're not going to get away with this like they did with 9/11, where they just moved all the evidence and everybody was just, you know, believing in the tooth fairy and the magical passports that just happened to survive under the rubble. This ain't 2001 anymore.